Hi, and welcome to Track 4 of the Communicating with Your Angels class. I hope you enjoyed the message from your angels. In this track, we're going to learn how to journal with our angels to heal life situations and relationships. I'll share with you that the first time I was told to journal in order to make my life easier, I rolled my eyes, thinking, how the heck will journaling help make my life easier? I hadn't written in a journal since high school, but I got a journal anyway, and I started writing in it about my day, my thoughts, what was going on in my life, but nothing really spectacular happened. And then I experienced a life hiccup with a family member. She said something very inappropriate to me that initiated a tailspin of fear that far outweighed the actual event. I fumed in frustration, aggravation, and victim mindset for a few days without grace, and it was awful. Then I went to my journal and I wrote to my angels. I asked them to show me why I was feeling such strong emotions over something that someone else did that really didn't even matter in the bigger picture of things. My angel showed me that this family member was mirroring back to me the pain of shame and feeling unworthy that stemmed from something that happened to me when I was 4 years old. The angels held the safe place for me to face this life event of the past and the duplicate energy of it here in my present. Facing it helped me to disconnect from it to heal that wound of my heart that I had been carrying around for years. I've learned that life hiccups are actually golden opportunities to help heal something of the past or close a door that must be closed before a new one can open. In either case, the angels will help us take the action steps to create the highest possible outcome when we ask. The first clue that we're operating from a source of fear that needs to be healed is when we feel resistance in our body. Identify a life situation, event, or relationship that causes resistance in your body, and through journaling, your angels will help you to heal it. You will see in the next section in your manual our journaling pages. And I'll go over the journaling pages with you here in this class. Then when the section ends, I ask that you pour your heart out to God and your angels, filling in the journal spaces. So date the page and say the prayer that's listed there, or a prayer of your choice, asking your angels for help. The prayer that we have listed is, Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, I ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with me, and I ask you to help me open my heart to heal this life situation, event, or relationship. In gratitude, Amen. Or use the prayer of your choice. So then write out the life situation, event, or relationship that you would like to heal or to learn more about. And then write the statement, I'm willing to look deeply within to heal this life situation, event, or relationship from this safe place. Writing this out sets your intention and anchors it. And know that you are in a safe place. Step outside the emotions of the situation as an observer and ask your angels to show you the root source of the pain and resistance that you feel within regarding the life situation, event, or relationship. Now you may see an image or a movie trailer vision in your mind's eye. Or you may hear the whispers of your angels outside your head or inside your head. or you may simply have a knowing in your heart of the root source. You may have all three or a combination. Simply allow yourself to take in what comes to you and write it down on your journal page. And ask your angels to show you all the life events that feed this energy of resistance so that you can face them and disconnect from them in order to heal. Ask your angels who has been involved in this energy of resistance. Ask your angels to disconnect you from the situation and heal it. Ask them to show you the disconnection and affirm the healing. Give yourself the gift of forgiving those involved. Forgiveness does not condone the behavior or event. It simply disconnects you from the pain of the experience. And forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself. And then forgive yourself for the part that you've played in the situation or life event or relationship. Then send love to yourself and send love to those who are involved. Now, if you feel that you can't send love to those involved yet, allow your physical body to process the healing, then return to the journal page tomorrow or the next day and send love to them at that time and write about the experience in your journal. And then show gratitude and thank your angels for their help. If you need help forgiving or disconnecting the cords, look into my Give Yourself the Gift of Forgiveness class and the Disconnect the Cords to Heal the Wounds of Your Heart class. Now go back to the beginning of the journal page and fill it out. And write to your angels and ask for their help. Be open to what comes to you, whether it's something you see, something you hear, or just something that you know in your heart, and write those things down. You can do this. It's not hard. Just allow it to be. Just like you've been listening to what we've been talking about, just allow it to be and just write.